But to other news now, SIP2 says that retained firefighters are due to resume strike action on Wednesday after voting to reject a Labour Court recommendation aimed at resolving a dispute over pay and conditions. A majority of 82% voted to reject the proposals, which would have seen a firefighter on an annual retainer of €8,870 for being on call, rising to €11,769. SIP2 divisional organiser Karen O'Loughlin joins us now. Karen O'Loughlin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Why were the Labour Court recommendations rejected today?
Well, they just didn't go far enough. They didn't really hit the mark in terms of addressing the immediate things that need to be done so that we can create the space to do the rest of the things that need to be done in the more medium term.
And what are your members looking for? What didn't they get?
Well, I suppose there's two pieces for the retained firefighters. One is around the security of their income and the level of their income. So the most of the money that they would earn is precarious. The only bit they can rely on is they know for sure they'll earn the retainer, and they know for sure they'll get a couple of hours a week for drills. Everything else is precarious, and it depends on how busy the station is and the level of calls that they get. So we need to deal with that precarious piece to move some of that precarious money into more structured and reliable pay. And we also then need to increase the retainer. That's the second piece, because the retainer, as it stands, well, it needs to be increased to reasonable levels so that it will attract people into the service. There's currently 350 vacancies for firefighters around the country, and crewing levels are dangerously low in many stations.
We've had retained firefighters for many years in Ireland. What's the difference between those doing the job now and, say, 20 years ago?
Well, it's harder now to be a firefighter and have another job, right? Years ago, many firefighters had full-time jobs, and the employers would cooperate. They could leave at the drop of the hat when the beeper went off and go and answer the call. That's harder and harder to do now. You have to live within 5 minutes of the station, and to get a job that will pay rent or mortgage for you in those areas now, in an employment where the employer will release you at the drop of a hat, is way too difficult. So accordingly, the levels of remuneration need to be bigger to compensate for that.
What's going to happen next Wednesday?
Well, there's going to be a strike. All of the retained fire stations around the country are going to be closed.
And what will happen if there's a fire?
Well, there is a protocol where we will engage with the employers on response to life-threatening calls and persons at risk. But we didn't get a lot of cooperation from the employers on that now the last time. They didn't have contingency plans in place. So they really need to up their game now and get their contingency plans in place to ensure that public safety can be maintained.
Karen O'Loughlin at SIP2, thank you.